This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals and health systems are reactivating a center that helps transfer patients in response to increased transmission of the Delta variant. The state's hospital association says it has seen a significant rise in COVID-19 hospitalizations over the past several weeks. Some hospitals are starting to report capacity and staffing concerns. Through the center, patients can be transferred from a hospital that doesn't have enough capacity or if they need a different level of care. A nonprofit in Fort Morgan is bridging the information gap for Morgan County's large immigrant and refugee community when it comes to the virus and vaccines. Susana Guardado with the group One Morgan County told Colorado Matters they're doing outreach in multiple languages.
I'm still marveled at how many people haven't had access to the vaccine or know where they can get it, demystifying things like it's free, you don't need to provide ID, insurance, anything like that.
The group has been holding community-based vaccination clinics. It also launched a rapid response food delivery program to help families in need. Permits to build apartments have more than doubled in Colorado since the same period last year. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Apartment construction took a major hit last year. The pandemic made suburban single-family homes more desirable, and builders stopped constructing dense urban apartment buildings. But it didn't take too long for that to change. The stunning price tag for a single-family home in Denver leaves many with no choice but to rent, says Terrence Hunt, an apartment expert at CBRE.
The buildings are filling up, concessions are being burnt off, and we're seeing rents actually trend up.
And those higher rents naturally lead builders and investors to start constructing new apartments. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado weather is staying warm with smoky air for a couple of days at least. This is CPR News.